This is episode 11 of the Eco Warriors podcast, featuring Belinda Chu and Hans Rodriguez from the Eco Warriors podcast.
You're listening to the Eco Warriors podcast, featuring inspiring stories from women in green business, sustainability, and conservation. Here's your host, Barbara Lee.
Hey, Eco Warriors, happy 2022. In case you missed it, last year we hired a couple of folks on to help with the podcast. Hans Rodriguez is our production editor, and Belinda Chu is our social media manager and researcher. Hans joins us as a newbie to the sustainability world, and Belinda has been an OG listener of the podcast since it started. After starting the season, I learned that people listening to the show are joining from different points in their sustainability journeys, as I've been on my own. So I asked Hans if he could ask Belinda all of the questions that he had about getting started in his pathway to sustainability. This is a bit of a divergence from what we normally do in this show, but I really hope that you enjoy this new fresh format and hearing some of the voices from the folks behind the scenes. Let's jump in.
All right. Hey, Belinda.
Hey, Hans.
How are you? How was your day today?
Everything's been going pretty well. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Woke up alive today. That's half the battle.
Definitely.
So this might be a little strange for the audience, but we are the production team. We are the people that make the gears move in the back. And Belinda, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. So hi, everybody, the Eco Warriors podcast listening community. My name is Belinda Chu, and I am the social media manager and production assistant on the team. I also am a waste reduction and diversion consultant, and I am also a sustainability content creator and founder of the platform A Healthy Blueprint.
Awesome. Hey, how did you get into that, to your role?
It's actually a funny story. I have been working on my sustainability platform since graduate school when I was studying public health. And through my social media outreach and advocacy, someone actually reached out to me to engage with social media advocacy for composting in New York City called Save Our Compost. And through that time, my friend now, she was working at the waste reduction firm and reached out to me and asked if I was interested in applying for a position at her job. And that's kind of how I got engaged. So something from a passion ended up turning into a full-time job.
Now, about your own platform, how did you go about starting that?
When I was in graduate school, I had the opportunity to work abroad, both in Mexico and Cambodia. And prior to even going to study public health, I had chances to volunteer abroad in Ecuador and also Mexico again. All of those experiences working abroad and volunteering abroad made me realize that our impacts here in the United States had a ripple effect in other communities that are making the smallest impact on the earth. I saw things that we would normally produce here or consume here end up in these other communities as litter and as pollution. I just wanted to see whether I could make a difference personally with my own lifestyle and make some lifestyle shifts. So, as someone who really appreciates the minimalist lifestyle and the zero waste lifestyle, I wanted to see if I could be someone who could create a platform that was a little bit more accessible, I would say, for people like me who were just entering the space and wouldn't be so intimidating for someone who is scared of like the perfect aesthetic that we see on social media, like clean and pristine, but someone who's just entering, someone who's like a beginner and wants to see what a real life person who is just starting out in their eco-friendly lifestyle journey. I wanted to document that. And there's other people like me who want to go on this journey with me and share their tips and tricks.
Yeah, I love that. It's great that you have a platform for somebody, you know, somebody like me who's just starting this journey and actually really just learning about how much waste we create and really how the everyday person can do something about it. A little background about me. I am the producer of the show and the editor. I was listening to the podcast and I just was amazed how, you know, regular everyday people are making big differences. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I really thought recycling was for rich people. And I'm like, who would have the time to do this? And you have to educate. And it's really, really simple. It's not hard at all. What would you say? What is the biggest myth you think there is out there about recycling?
I think the biggest myth about recycling is that anything can be recycled. I used to think that if I put something in the recycle bin, that it would get recycled. And clearly that is not the case. I mean, I was very naive back then. In my work now, there are a lot of things that actually can't be recycled that we thought could be. There's just the recycling markets now are a lot stricter than they were. Not as many buyers are out there who are willing to accept certain products, which is a little bit disappointing. But at the same time, it just motivates you and me and other people who are participating in recycling programs to recycle correctly, making sure that the correct products are going into their programs, looking at what items are actually accepted. That way the streams are not as contaminated, and also supporting any companies and any markets that are using post-consumer recycled product and content. That way you're supporting green jobs, you're supporting these recycling markets to show that there's an interest and there's a demand for the recycling industry. Sometimes I hear that the recycling industry is like too expensive, you can't make money off of it, but I definitely think that's not the case. It just needs to have more demand and people need to do it properly.
Yeah, and that's crazy to think about it, that people are like, hey, they can't make money out of this. Like, where does it go then? You know what I mean? Somebody has to get rid of it, you know? So one of the biggest myths that I've, you know, lived with basically is that it just doesn't get recycled. Like, nothing gets recycled. And it was just crazy to think about it. Now, what would you like to see in the near future, like a five-year plan? What would you like to see happen in the recycling industry?
I mean, I think there's something so simple as just more recycle bins just being available. If you walk around in the city streets, I was just doing a presentation with some school students and I was showing some pictures across the city and asking them, like, what do you see? What are some observations that you have? And most of these pictures, if not all of them, they show, for example, city sidewalks, and then you see one bin and all of those bins are trash bins. It's like, even if people are sustainability focused or want to recycle or do things the right way, we just don't have the infrastructure. My wish in the next 5 years is just having better systems to facilitate good behavior, because I know we all have the potential and we all have the will to recycle properly or just participate in recycling, but we just don't have the infrastructure to do that. I'll carry any kind of recyclables with me, but I know that not everyone is willing to do that or has the convenience to do that. So just making it more convenient for people and less of a barrier to recycle right is definitely something that I hope we can see in our cities more often, and making it more accessible, because as we heard from the last episode with Recyclops, there are cities and towns that just don't have access to cycling services.
And that's crazy just to think about. You know, 2021 going to be 2022. They just don't recycle. Now, if you ask me, in 5 years, I would really like to see people vote with their dollar. Meaning, if you don't like that a brand is doing something, stop buying it. Because these are numbers people. You're not talking about people that really necessarily care about the planet. They just care about doing what's best for their bottom dollar. And if we're buying, you know, the Nikes that are made out of recycled material more than we are buying the new ones, that's where they're going to go. People need to understand just the power that you have when you actually vote with your dollar. And you not only tell the companies, hey, I don't like that, but you show them that, hey, I don't like that and I like this, and this is where I'm going with it. And if you want to continue to have me as a customer, please make more of this.
I totally agree with you. Hans, I had a question for you, if you don't mind. I'm curious to know, and this was something that has come up in some of my other conversations with friends, what got you interested in sustainability and eco-friendly living?
My dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just doing the research in what they put in their food, then thinking about, wow, I love my dog, but nobody's really talking about the seals. You know, nobody's really talking about the walrus. Nobody's talking about the dolphin. As they're not advocating dogs, they live among us. So we are, for the most part, their voice, but there's a bunch of cool animals that don't have a voice. And before, you know, before I got into media, like as a child, if you would ask me as a child what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a zoologist. I wanted to be like Elijah Thornberry. We're literally on this planet together. And, you know, they're not making us extinct. You know, there's just really nobody advocating for the animals. So I really do it for the animals because this is their earth too. And they don't have anyone to be like, hey, we need more room.
Right. Yeah, that's so wholesome. I love that.
We hope you enjoyed this episode with Hans and Belinda and learned a little bit more about the team behind the Eco Warriors podcast. If you're new to greening your life, this is a great place to start. With the new year, we hope you'll set some new goals. Like Hans says in the episode, if you lay a brick a day, one day you'll have a road, and maybe that road leads to sustainability. Thanks for listening, Eco Warriors. Stay green. The Eco Warriors podcast is produced by Hansel Rodriguez, research assistance by Belinda Chu, and hosted by Barbara Lee. Thanks for listening. For more inspiration, follow us on Instagram at Eco Warriors Podcast.